Akram Vignani of ours, Gnani Purush Dadashri, has given us a very powerful spiritual weapon, a very powerful technique to move in the direction of liberation, even if someone decides not to come for self-realization. In other words, say, oh, I'm not into Akram Gnanvidhi or Akram Vignan. Then even if you just can take away this particular message, it is enough. And so this is something that you can do as Veronica, as Chandra, as Shruti, as Roman, as Virginia. We, even as we are sitting here, when we close our eyes, or even if we don't close our eyes, there is a certain dhyan, or there is a certain meditation that is happening. That meditation which happens is either one of these two that is happening. It's either what is called an inner simmering, an inner restlessness, an inner sense that something is not right, an inner sense that with this person I don't feel comfortable, or something has happened, so with this particular individual there is a distance, a remoteness, and there is a sense of a puzzle as to how you can wash it off and come close to that person. The event has happened, however, you are carrying the effects of it within you. That is a meditation that is happening, which is called Artha Dhyana, A-R-T-A, Artha Dhyana. These terms are of the Lord Tirthankars. These are very famous, old, age-old terms, new to some of you. But Artha Dhyana means that which bothers you, yourself only, and no one else. Nobody will even know that something is bugging you. It's not affecting anybody outside yourself. Within your own space, there is a sense of discomfort in the mind, in the chit, at the ego level. The ego is disturbed, and you do not know what to do with it. It could be worries, it could be negative, or it could be positive, and we are not even touching the positive right now. But it is in a sense of negativity that is just boiling, simmering, a sense of discomfort that takes away your sleep, that does not let you remain and enjoy that which is in front of you. There is a sense of being lost and carried away someplace else. It's Artha Dhyana. Recognize, my friends, that represents, Artha Dhyana represents an unsettled account that you have not cleared up. An unsettled account. And until you settle that account, it will continue to bother you, and it will continue to keep coming to you. It will continue to invade your space, your memory space. And in the old ways, all you have tried to do is to take a blanket and cover it up. I'm not going there. And the more you try to push it away, the more it keeps bugging you. That's Artha Dhyana. A lot of Artha Dhyana, says Gnani Purush Dadashri, in this life will take you to a lower life form in the next life. Artha Dhyana is very dangerous. If it was only for this life, it would be alright, but it is not. So therefore, what are you going to do about it? People visit psychotherapists, psychiatrists, gurus. They try in their own ways. Sometimes they try to approach the person that they have hurt, and they say, my dear friend, I'm very sorry.
No, we said he didn't.
But sometimes it's not easy because there has been so much of a distancing that the other person is not willing to listen, not willing to even let you come in front of him. Or even if you are very humbly saying, "I'm sorry," he will say, "See, I told you." And he will kick your ego somewhere. You better behave the next time around. So you don't know how to really, how to come out free from it. And it's very simple. This is Artha Dhyan. And then there is another Dhyan. Let's talk about the second Dhyan. The second adverse internal meditation. First adverse internal meditation is wrong meditation state, is this Artha Dhyan. And the second one is that not only you are affected and suffering, but as a result of it, it spills over to the person around you and it hurts them too. So not only you are upset, but it hurts people around you. You see? And that is even much worse because you could not keep it within you. It kind of spilled over and, you know, it's the classic story of the guy who is so upset at work and office, and he comes home and he takes it out on his wife. And the wife, she not knowing how to get back at him, takes it out on the children. And the cycle keeps going on and on. You see, this is hurt, creating more hurt, creating more hurt, creating hurt, more hurt. Hurt is the foundation of these two adverse states of meditation. They are the reasons for them happening. And human beings of this era, of this current time cycle, are verily involved in these two only. One or the other is happening. They try places of silence and their efforts at meditation and their efforts at trying to become free from it by escaping or going and creating an environment where for a while they are free from it, but as soon as they come back to their relative reality, it takes over again. So these two adverse states of meditation, when they are not present, then in this relative state of Mikhail, of Veronica and Chandra, when this adverse internal meditation is not present, you are in a state what we call Dharma Dhyan. You are in a state of harmony, relative harmony, a state of peace. And the entire essence of every effort that a human being does in religious matters is to move from away from these states of Artha and Ravda Dhyan into Dharma Dhyan, and therefore it is given the word Dharma. Dharma here means that which helps others. So people get involved in helping others or trying to forget their pain. Or they go in front of the Lord and do the chanting and the meditation and the singing, and at that time they are free from their environment. So Dharma Dhyan really is, and if of course if you get the ultimate Dhyan, which is the Shukla Dhyan, which we can talk about it because you haven't attained it, it is attained in the Gnanvidhi, then there is a natural Dharma Dhyan and there is no Artha or Raudra or the adverse internal meditation states for the one who is the recipient of the Gnanvidhi. But we are not going there now. We are coming to a simple technique of how to become free if you are being bugged, you are unhappy. And this simple technique is just simply called Pratikraman. 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 Take off the word prati, then kraman. Kraman means all that is happening through these thoughts, speech and action at a neutral level, which doesn't hurt anyone. And atikraman means to hurt someone through these thoughts, speech and action. Hurt happens. Nobody is doing it. Just as it happened that you are here, it happened in the same way. Even if you do not want to hurt anyone, even if you pray that you do not want to hurt anyone, hurt simply happens. You have uttered the most well-meaning sentences and yet the other person takes it the wrong way. And you do not know what to do. you try every which way and they don't want to listen. So then there is a very simple. Then the Gnani Purush says, Atikraman has happened. You are very much aware of it. You are aware of it because you are upset. Your dhyan is gone. You are in artha dhyan. Your peace is gone. And therefore, whenever it happens, if you become aware that atikraman or aggression has happened, then it's very simple. You have to do pratikraman. That means you have to reverse and come back to the original state. How do you do that? Very simple. In that person, supposing that person's name is John and you're Veronica. And Veronica's, through Veronica's thought, speech and action, something happened this morning that resulted in hurt to John. You didn't mean to, but it happened. And John is gone. He is far away. He doesn't answer his phone calls or text messages. What are you going to do? Very simple. There is within John a live, living reception, receptive mode, pure soul, energy that is there. As long as he is there, he may be anywhere in this world or in this universe. As long as he has not become Siddha and in the bodiless state, you can reach him directly with an instant silent signal message. Very simple. Dear Lord, within John. John, you have to mentally bring him in front of you. Dear Lord, within John, this morning that whatever happened, I am recalling that. I am seeing it as it is. This time I am seeing it as it is, and to the extent where Veronica was clearly in error, I want to say, and I want to send you the signal, my Lord, that I was totally wrong, and I am sincerely repentant for it. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. And my Lord, not the Lord of Arunachala, not the Lord of Notre Dame, the Lord within that living one that you've just heard. My Lord, please grant me the energies never to repeat it again. So it has got three components. You have done an instant silent message to the Lord within him. You have first invoked him. You are not doing the forgiveness with John. Mm-hmm. And with the you are doing the forgiveness with that
Lord,
who is, by whose presence John is receiving the signals. If that one left, John would be dead.
Mm-hmm.
So you're connecting with where it really counts. My Lord, within him. This was dead wrong. And so you are recalling. So the first component of pratikraman is recalling and seeing it exactly as it happened again. But this time with a relative sense of stillness, with a relative sense of awareness, with a swastha and what we call as a clear-cut, impartial attitude towards Veronica. You're now not taking sides of Veronica, because I can tell you one thing, anybody who is asking for forgiveness is not really trying to do anything to cover up his mistakes. So this is a very beautiful, beautiful spiritual weapon. You have, yes, when it happens in the heat of the arguments and in the heat of the moment, there is no awareness, and that is why it happened. But after it has happened, what is your signal to do pratikraman? You are aware of the hurt. Because every soul is very sensitive. Every soul receives messages. Every little few kind words given to a soul, it makes a difference. And every scorn and every subtle not looking away, going away from that person, is to really walk away from your own self. And so this is the beginning of pratikraman. Pratikraman is to really invoke that person, recalling the mistakes in front of the Lord of that person, and saying it exactly as it is, Oh, you know that Veronica said these words, Veronica was deceptive, Veronica had an agenda. I mean, you can go deeper and deeper. My friends, some of them who were here in Simandar City, we spent a whole week going into a 500-page booklet, of which this is an abridged version, and the audio book version of this is available on the web also, which you can download. And this book is available for you later on if you want it. But simply, it is so simple. It is, as soon as you become aware of the hurt, the fastest way to become free from it is to shoot it on sight. As soon as you become aware, you send the signal to this, to the Lord within him, and the three components kick in. Alochana, don't worry about the Gujarati words, recall of the mistake. Number two, now imagine yourself flat in front of the Lord within him. My Lord, wrong, I was dead wrong. Please, please, please forgive me. You are not asking for forgiveness from John. Now something starts. And please, my Lord, grant me the energies never to repeat this again. Never to use such hurt, if it was a hurt caused through words, never to use such hurtful words ever again. And you will see something very beautiful happening. Silent messages have been sent. And next time, and if you do, and then, how do you know that you do, got to do it again? Say, then you have done a very sincere apology coupled with forgiveness, awareness, pratikraman. And again, if you're lying down or you're doing something, again he'll come back in your mind. Again, my Lord, again, it's like the layers of an onion. You see, depending upon the intensity of the fault that was created, he'll keep coming. And when he does not come in your memory again, you're free from that error and free from that account with him. This is as simple as that. We all carry garbage of the hurt that we have caused in our ignorant state with human beings that we've met ever since we became a little bit egoistic beyond age 3, beyond childhood, you know, when the ego kicked in. And we have hurt people tremendously, and they have hurt us, but hurt has been there. And it is very simple. Shoot on sight pratikraman. If a red stain fell on it, on this white cloth which you are, you know, if you wait for a day or two, it'll be that much more difficult to wash it off. But if I say, excuse me, I'll be right back, and I go and wash it off right now, it will go away much faster. In the same way, when in your daily dealings, if you have hurt happens to anyone through these thoughts, speech and action, instant pratikraman. Through the thoughts even, you hurt someone. Through subtle body language, you hurt somebody. So there are so many ways in which hurt happens. Do we have our 9 columns here somewhere? I think they're downstairs.
Yeah, right? You mean in your room?
No, I think
they're
here.
Just down here, yeah.
They're here. Okay, so this is simple pratikraman. Even as you're listening to these words, I know that pratikraman is happening within you. Because some event, some person comes into your mind where you know you have hurt has happened. And it's very simple. You do this. Now the beauty of pratikraman done well. The beauty of pratikramans is, how will you know that pratikraman is having its effects? First of all, you will become as if you've taken a spiritual bath. You see, you take baths every day to wash this body, but you've never taken a spiritual bath. You see? And this pratikraman is a major spiritual bath. You can set aside half an hour, 1 hour a day, and instead of trying to meditate into the unknown, not trying to figure out who to meditate on or what to meditate on, why don't you take these lords and these living gods that have come across you and see the Lord within that person and say, my Lord, please forgive me. It was out of ignorance that I took advantage of you. It was out of ignorance that I was deceitful towards you. It was out of ignorance that I hurt you. But it is now I have found this pratikraman, this spiritual light, and I would like to use it, and I would like to please be forgiven, and I would like to close any pending accounts that may be remaining there with you. And if you do this pratikramans enough number of times, next time John meets you, he's going to hug you.
Mm.
You see? Your enemy, or the so-called enemy, because there is no enemy or friend. All the animosity and the enemies lie within you only. Your anger, your greed, your kashais are your enemies. There are no external enemies. But this is the way to clear off the animosity. You haven't said a word to him. He may be in Australia he may be in China for all you know. You may never meet him, it is not important. But it is the hurt that is kind of been etched in here, and that is what you need to be free from. And therefore, Gnani Purush Dadashri gives us this beautiful weapon of Pratikraman. There is a Vidhi for it, there is a very special extended wording for it, but that is not important. Right now, all you have to say, dear Lord, within this person. Supposing you are walking along the streets of Tirupati and you find somebody that you are very attracted to, and you are perfectly happy with your companion, but somehow this person keeps attracting you. You think it's an accident that has happened? You are perfectly fine, but you are being pulled in her or his direction. Recognize that is an unfinished account from past life. It's an account that you do not want to kind of go there, because you can ignite it and kind of create problems not only for yourself but a lot of people around you. And therefore, you can invoke that specific person who attracts you and say, "My dear Lord, I have these feelings that I know are pulling me towards you, but I know where they're going to lead me to, and so please forgive me. Please, please forgive me. I want to be free." The energies work in beautiful ways. These are very positive energies. These are ego sublimation energies. These are ego dissolving energies. See? Very beautiful weapon. Even as we sit here, you know, we will go into a little bit of pratikraman. 5-10 minutes we will do. We will give maybe 10 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever the group wants. I'm part of you.
We can close. Do the shorter ones, so we have a little bit of time. Maybe 5 minutes.
We'll do 5 minutes. Then you can just interrupt. Okay.
Yeah.
5 minutes of pratikraman we are going to do, and we don't have to do anything. Close your eyes. Whoever the first one comes. We can, if you want to be specific, we can go into specifics of it. But if we can just, let's take, anger is easy. Anger that has arisen in your life, where you have been the victim of anger, or where you have been created anger outbursts through words which have hurt others, or where somebody became angry at you. So if you close your eyes and say, "Dear Dada Bhagwan within me, dear Dada Bhagwan within me, dear eternal soul within me, grant me the energies to look at the incidents of anger in my life and to do the pratikraman with the exactness that you have just taught me. Let me see all incidents in my life where anger arose through these thought, speech and body complex, through me, where I was an instrument in perpetuating that anger. Let me see and let me ask for the real forgiveness, as you have just taught me, from the pure soul of that person." Jai Sachidanand. Let us enter into the pratikraman mode now and start doing pratikraman for those people that we have hurt, or those who have hurt us through anger.
Is everybody clear on how to do the pratikraman technique?
Or do you want him to say it one more time?
Please, let's. Okay, now I've said it, I'll have Siddharth say it again, because it's very important. This is very important.
Is everybody clear on how to do it?
Everybody?
No, not everybody.
Is somebody not clear how to do it?
Yes.
Who's not clear how to do it?
This lady,
okay.
For example?
Okay.
These three,
right.
Four.
So, yeah, I'm glad you're glad, because it's very important.
Yeah.
It will become more clear after the Gnanvidhi, but even now, let's just do it, okay?
So
It's only imagine one person.
So you can go through your whole life. Which you're going to take one specific incident where you maybe got angry and you hurt somebody through your anger. Huh? So you find that incident, and then you have that incident in your mind, and you invoke the pure soul of the person who that was, who got hurt by your anger. And you invoke the pure soul of that person, the Lord within that person, in the presence of Ramana Maharishi or Krishna or Dada Bhagwan, whoever. And you ask for forgiveness to the pure soul in that person for the event that took place. And you ask for the energies never to do it again. Simple, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Is it true, like, if we're setting the intention now to go do this, you may get a vision of a specific person with just sending that intention out to the universe, and whoever shows up in front of you is probably someone who needs that healing with you.
In fact, you'll be able to see, this is so powerful, you'll be able to see the incident. You'll see it like a movie. It's like a rewind of your own movie. And you'll see it. And sometimes it can be heavy, so we are going very easy on this one, okay?
And it has to be done with sincerity for the results to come. So you invoke the pure soul in that person in the presence of Ramana Maharshi, Dada Bhagwan, whoever you like. And you ask for forgiveness for exactly what it was that happened. And then you ask for the energies never to do it again. That's it in exactly.
You just go easy on it. We just
yes, because
there's
see
a whole science to this practice.
We spent hours and hours and weeks on these specific issues, and afterwards, you know, after going to these, you just feel so light. You've just cleared out all this baggage that's been hanging around. So it's a very effective way of clearing up your past, and that eradicates the negative energy that's happened through that hurt, and you won't have to go on with the fruits of that negative hurt in your next existence.
And we should make it clear that pratikraman, when you are not, you have not received the Atmanandi, is done by you.
Yes.
You see, and then for those who have of us who have received the Jnanvidhi, we are aware of the one who is doing the pratikraman because we have been separated.
So,
because the soul never makes any errors. You see.
So Siddhartha is doing the pratikraman to the pure soul in the person you've hurt.
But
I'm aware of Siddhartha doing it.
So, but for you, therefore, you can just say, even if you say, I'm sorry, but you know, you are actually, the important thing is to connect to the pure soul of that person, you see, and you'll be able to see the incidents and just ask for an internal forgiveness and the energy never to repeat again, which is the third very important component. It is that soul that energizes you. So the next time, supposing that same person who has hurt you comes in front of you, again, you will be saying, oh, I want to go away from him. But no, you're connecting with the pure soul in that person only, and therefore the energies will be very positive. Okay, Jai Sachidanand, so we enter into that.
you a minute to finish up what you're doing in your own time.
So this pratikraman, very simple, instant, it's called shoot on sight pratikraman. The Jains do that, but they do it once a year. What will happen if you had a stain on this cloth for one full year? You have to do it instantly. So the more aware you become, the more instantly you'll do that. In fact, you do them for anything that makes you leave your space of whatever space you have. The moment an artha dhyan happens, it is, imagine if you would, a silent pond within you, where you can see very clearly. And so the moment somebody throws a pebble in it, there are ripples. That is your cue to do pratikraman. That is your cue to just say, this is happening to this one. And instead of reacting, which is the old way, you are saying, it must be my fault somewhere. And if you investigate it, anger is the external reaction. There is reasons behind it. And the deeper you go into pratikraman, you'll be able to go deeper into to the roots of this, and you can eradicate them through pratikraman. Very beautiful.
I just wanted to share an experience with this technique. I come from a big Irish family. I've got 7 brothers and sisters. So there's 8 of us all together. And I've been, you know, running away from my family nucleus forever. Just like these guys are crazy, they're off, they're not with the program, I'm out of here. From a very young age, I just split home when I was... Actually, I was kicked out of home when I was 16 or 17. And when I go back, I used to see them always at fault. It's like, they're just so unspiritual, they don't know what they're doing, they're idiots, they don't know anything about love. I have nothing to do with these people. And then I came into this thing, and I was like, all of a sudden, it's like, whoa, I am entirely at fault here. Entirely. And my vision was completely wrong. And I spent hours with each and every one of my brothers and sisters, going back right as far as like every event where I hurt them in any way and where I had a judgment on them in any way, each one of them, and my mother included. And I have not got the vision anymore that they are at fault, that they did something wrong. The vision is that I am at fault and I am so sorry for hurting you in any way. And it's been a huge revelation for me to get out of that judgment, opinion, you're wrong, I'm right, I know better than you, and to take full responsibility for the discomfort that I feel and any pain that I've hurt them. So that's another thing that comes with this. You take full responsibility for the life that you created, and it's impossible to point the finger at another and say you did wrong. You cannot do it. And that's, even that alone, if you were to take that and use this practice, is liberation right there. But obviously there's a lot more to it, so it's a powerful thing. But I don't think that can happen unless, in the way that I'm talking of, unless you really have the separation of I'm pure soul and this is the Dharma doing this thing. Before there's an identification, my way, I'm right, I know, and that's the Dharma doing that business. And then after that, when you have the separation, somehow it's a lot easier to have that correct vision.
Beautiful. You know, by the way, we give just a few minutes. We're supposed to finish very soon, sort of now. But maybe just take a few questions.
Any burning questions from anybody? Anything? Yes, yes.
It's not about this practice. It's about something in the book. Can
yes.
I ask that?
Yes.
Can you explain to me exactly what is the difference between soul and self with a capital S?
Yes. The soul is the self. The soul is the self, but in the ignorance state, when I say I am Vimala, that is the small self. It is the soul. There is a soul. And then in the Gnan Vidhi or post Gnan Vidhi, something awakens within you. That very one who was saying I am Vimala shifts into saying, is comes to the awareness, moves from the wrong belief that I am Vimala to I am pure soul. And that at that moment the soul or the self becomes S capital. And as one remains in this enlightened worldview through the 5 agnas that are given, one becomes the absolute self, the fully enlightened one, so S capital self.
He's saying there's no difference.
The soul and
the
self
is
the
same.
But
pure soul, pure self is the same.
I think the difference, probably just from my understanding, is a little subtle thing here. In the Advaita sort of tradition, and correct me if I'm wrong, the idea of Brahman and the self is this permeating energy that's in this essence of all inanimate and living objects, right? From our viewpoint, after this, the pure soul is only within living entities.
That which lives.
That which lives, and that's a huge shift as well. So we're not saying I am that, I am the same as this body. Never. It's the pure soul within Vinobhai is the same as the pure soul within me, but it only is within living beings.
So it's almost as if there's a third entity.
No. This.
No. what is the third entity?
She still thinks that there's some soul inside the
No.
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 Sorry,
I missed it.
No, if the soul in you is somehow separate from the soul in me.
Oh, it's the same. The qualities are the same. Qualities of the soul in you. The qualities of the soul in you is the same qualities of the soul in me. Exactly. The same. same. So what's your question?
One, or just the same qualities? Because there's a slight difference.
Uh-huh. Not one. Just the same
qualities.
Do you get the question, you know? It's a tricky one.
It's really one, but not really one. Because it's really one with reference to the absolute self, absolute soul, the fully enlightened one, with reference to the qualities and the properties, the all-knowing light, the all-blissful, the all-omniscient, is that which exists within all individual entities. But because of their karma, they are covered up and therefore they become individualized as souls. When that which covers them up, the ignorance leaves, then they proceed on to that one supreme entity, the absolute soul, which has got the same, which is the same in everyone. Which is the same in everyone.
But we're not melting into that whole pot of oneness.
Yes, and then this melting, that we are a part of that, and so we all merge into one, is not quite right in the vision of the enlightened ones who have been there. They are saying that each individual soul, and there are infinite number of souls in this world, each individual soul retains its own existence even in liberation. So even in the bodiless state, that entity remains distinct. In other words, in the final level of liberation, where there is the final liberation, where there is no need in the nirvana, when the body is shed off, in that moment, if that enlightenment happened in this sitting position, then that soul occupies that space there as the pure knower, seer, all blissful, infinitely blissful one, who simply knows everything that is happening in this universe and can know everything. And that knowing, that infinite knowing, is the blissful state. It is an individual entity. If we were all going to merge with that at some point in time, then our karma have no relevance. That means if we are going to, merge with him, then why worry about it? Do live your life as you want to, and ultimately you're going to merge with that entity. So that is the Vedantic view, whereas the Jain Darshan, the Darshan of the Tirthankars, the 24 Tirthankars, who have seen it in totality, say that this individuality is retained till the end, and each individual soul who comes from the bottom of the universe, the Nigod, where there are infinite nameless souls, come into one sense being, two sense being, three sense being, four sense being, human beings, etc., and passing their existence in different levels of existence and different realms of existence, finally come to the human level where, upon meeting a Jnani or coming to the Self-realization, then they become enlightened. And it is through the Jnani that they get enlightened. And even as they get progressively enlightened, they continue to maintain their individuality with reference to their own enlightened status. And even in the post-enlightenment state, in the final state, they retain their shape. If the enlightenment happened in a standing position, then he will occupy what, just if the whole thing was one, then just it shrinks to 1/7, 7/8 of that total, and that shape remains in the final level there, up there.
Why don't we hold that a little bit?
That was a very detailed answer. And you'll have that experience after
the gathering. Wait until when it happens.
And there, this soul there forever.
Forever. They live in infinite bliss forever. And there are infinite such enlightened souls over there. The same number go from here into the phenomenal world. The same go into enlightenment.
Which position?
You're going to be in that position for a long time.
Well, we're
we have to finish.
We should finish with singing some Dada Bhagwan Nasim Jijikar or something like that.
Sure.
If which we'll sing about 5 minutes. It's going to be Jai Sachidananda. Just to kind of, because this is every gathering of with this Akram Vignani should end with some singing of Dada Bhagwan Asim Jijikar Ho. I know it's a new term for you. Is it in any book?
Or
yeah,
explain what it is.
Okay. Dada Bhagwan is the eternal one within you. He named him. He is not Dada Bhagwan. No human being is a Bhagwan. Only the one that manifests within his knowledge is Bhagwan. So his name, he called this Dada Bhagwan. He says he lives within all of us and he lives within you too. So now we are going to do a little bit of chanting in the name of the Lord within us, singing together as Dada Bhagwan Na Asim Jai Jaikar Ho. Dada Bhagwan Na Asim Jai Jaikar Ho means infinite glory to the Lord within me who lives within me. And that's all we are singing. We are not singing about any external God. We are singing about Dada Bhagwan within me. So we're going to sing it the German way. We were in Germany last year and they were singing in this rhythm, in melody. Dada Bhagwan Na Asim Jai Jaikar Ho. Dada
Bhagwan.
That's called an Indian style. We're not going to
be able to learn
that. Then they're going to know it like that. Dada Bhagwan Na Asim Jai Jaikar Ho. You can look at each other and invoke their Lord.
Dada Bhagwan Na Asim Jai Jaikar Ho.
And it's your turn is going to come to sing. We'll do a one person leading, and then we're going to turn right around and make each one of them sing a little bit the same. Okay.
Sure.
So
start this way. So
let's start this way. Start.
No,
okay. So I'm going to sing, and when I sing the line, you just listen, and then you chant everybody together. Dada Bhagwan Na Asim Jai Jaikar Ho.
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 Bhagwan Na Asim Jai Jaikar Ho.
Dada Bhagwan Na Asim Jai Jaikar Ho.
Dada Bhagwan Na Asim Jai Jaikar Ho.
Dada Bhagwan Na Asim Jai Jaikar Ho.
Bhagwan Na Asim Jai Jaikar Ho.
Dada Bhagwan Na Asim Jai Jaikar Ho.
Dada Bhagwan Na Asim Jai Jaikar Ho.
Dada Bhagwan Na Asim Jai Jaikar Ho.
Bhagwan Na Asim Jai Jaikar Ho.
Dada Bhagwan Na Asim Jai Jaikar Ho. Dada Bhagavan na asim jay jaykar ho.
Dada Bhagavan na asim jay jaykar ho.
Dada Bhagavan na asim jay jaykar ho.
Dada Bhagavan na asim jay jaykar ho.
Dada Bhagavan na asim jay jaykar ho. Dada Bhagavan na asim jay jaykar ho.
Dada Bhagavan na asim jay jaykar ho.
Dada Bhagavan na asim jay jaykar ho. Dada Bhagavan na asim jay jaykar ho.
Dada Bhagavan na asim jay jaykar ho.
Dada Bhagavan na asim jay jaykar ho. Dada Bhagavan na asim jay jaykar ho.
Dada Bhagavan na asim jay jaykar ho.
Dada Bhagavan na asim jay jaykar ho. Dada Bhagavan na asim jay jaykar ho.
Dada Bhagavan na asim jay jaykar ho.
Dada Bhagavan na asim jay jaykar ho. Dada Bhagavan na asim jay jaykar ho. Dada Bhagavan na asim jay jaykar ho. Dada Bhagavan na asim jay jaykar ho.
Da.
Next one.
Yes, whoever sing.
Go.
Oh, yes. Yes. Chandra.
Da da Bhagavan na asim jay jaykar ho. Da da Bhagavan na asim jay jaykar ho.
Da da
Bhagavan na asim jay jaykar ho. Dada Bhagavan na asim jay jaykar ho.
Dada Bhagavan na asim jay jaykar ho.
Dada Bhagavan na asim jay jaykar ho.
Dada Bhagavan na asim jay jaykar ho.
Dada Bhagavan na asim jay jaykar ho.
Dada Bhagavan na asim jay jaykar ho.
Dada Bhagavan na asim Narasimha Jai Jai Karo Dada
Bhagavan Asimha Jai Jai Karo
Dada Bhagavan Asimha Jai Jai Karo
Dada Bhagavan Asimha Jai Jai Karo
Dada Bhagavan Asimha Jai Jai Karo
Dada Bhagavan Asimha Jai Jai Karo
Bhagavan na asim jai jai karo
dada Bhagavan na asim jai jai karo
dada Bhagavan na asim jai jai karo
dada Bhagavan na asim jai jai
This is very beautiful mantra. It is really, in fact, if you're clapping at the same time, your body is involved in it. If you can read the words, Dada Bhagavan Asim Jai Jai Karo, it will still the mind. And it takes minimum 8 minutes and maximum 48 minutes. You can do this. Very beautiful mantra for concentration also. And you are really doing bhakti of your own Lord. You're not doing bhakti of anybody else. I mean, so you can do it instantly anywhere, any time, you see, any space.
You understand what it means?
I forgot.
Dada Bhagavan. You're bowing down to God within you, who you are. You're bowing down to the Self who you are.
For infinite lifetimes, you place the Lord in front of you. Now He has awakened, or He will awaken within you. So you go like this, and you say, Dada Bhagavan, O my Lord, infinite glory to you only. Dada Bhagavan Asim Jai. Instead of doing this, you're doing this.
So, okay.
Yeah, you're going like this, and you're doing the arati of the Lord within you. Arati, you know,
it's easier if you do that.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You can just do. Even if you can't turn it this way, because I'm very flexible.
Oh yes, you are.
So then flexible is a nice word for spirituality. but the whole thing is, you know, you do arati of the Lord in front of you, but this is the ultimate arati. This is the ultimate offering. You are away. You're saying, my Lord, you're within me. You're going to wake up pretty soon. I am waiting for the day when you wake up and are there for me in all situations of life. So like this you go, you know, and just like this. Dada Bhagavan Asim Jai. If you're disturbed, nothing seems to work, you can't concentrate, take 8 minutes, sit down and just sing Dada Bhagavan Asim Jai. Whichever melody suits, doesn't really matter as long as you can.
Is it written in this book, the mantra?
Yes, it is written somewhere in the back there, somewhere.
Oh,
yes.
And
which
book?
Page 200.
Yeah, page 200. Yeah. It's, yes.
There's only 70 pages here.
What the
hell is this?
That's interesting. We missed a.
Who you are?
I don't know who you are. Who you are. Not who you are. Who am I?
The last page, the particular process.
Yeah, Pratik Kramer is
there.
Yeah, the song is not there. You know, I'm so glad you mentioned it. We will correct it.
To whom give money?
It's a gift.
To
you. So guys, today I just spot that the Pratik Kramer process that we've been doing today is on the last page. It's on the Pratikrama process of divine equality. So you have it there as well.
And if you don't know what to do Pratikraman about, you see this Navkalmo on page The last to the last page. This is called Naukalama. Nine deep inner intents. Nine deep inner intents in here. Shruti, you have a book, no?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yes. It's nine deep inner intents.
How is the song?
Dada, you can write it down. Dada Bhagwan, D-A-D-A, B-H-A-G-W-A-N. You can write it down somewhere in your book.
Dada Bhagwan.
Dada Bhagwan. B-H-A-G-W-N. Na, N-A. Na, Asim, A-S-E-E-M. Asim means infinite. Asim, Jai, J-A-I. Jai, a second word is J-A-I-K-A-R. Jai, Jai, Kar Ho. Jai, Jai, J-A-I-K-A-R. Ho, H-O. Means infinite glory to Dada Bhagwan. You see, the Lord within me, you see. Now, these nine inner deep inner intents are very beautiful. These are actually, remember we talked about intention? If you change the intention, the result will come automatically. If you change the underlying knowledge, the result comes automatically. So you don't have to change the conduct. If you change the intent, if you have a problem with alcohol and you can't live it, leave it, then you just have to say, I wish I didn't have to drink it. If you have a problem with smoking and you can't give up smoking, smoke, but with every smoke you make the intention, I wish it wasn't so. That is the pratikraman. The knowledge will bring the result, not the action. The action cannot be changed. Yes?
But actually, Dada Bhagavan, it's same like we call here Brahman?
Yes, if you want to.
But it's the pure soul within
you.
The Lord within you.
It's the Lord within you. It's the same, the fully enlightened one within you. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Huh?
And you have a question?
Francois?
You have a question?
Yes. I wanted the mantra itself, Dada Bhagavan.
Na.
Na.
But she's writing for me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes, please write. Write it in. Na, na, na.
Na.
Na. Dada Bhagavan, na. Yeah, it's strange. We don't have it in the book. We should have written it down. Yeah, we always find out something.
So we should finish this.
So I would like to...
Hello? Excuse us. We're just going to finish this off now.
Okay. I would like to thank you all.
No singing for you?
We might do some singing after
this
full closure.
Yeah.
I would like to thank you all for attending these meetings. And most of all, I would like to thank our dear friend Vinod Bhai for sharing his time with us.
I am at your feet. Please, thank you, thank you. If any words have in any way offended you, please forgive me. Huh?
And perhaps if you would like, we could continue these informal talks. Maybe I was thinking on Sunday at 4 o'clock in the rooftop cafe. If you have any further questions,
yes.
Bharat will be there, Gachi will be there.
These are our four ambassadors, please.
We'll be there.
They will, you know.
We're at the beginning stage. We don't know the full story, but we can share a little bit from our experience what we know.
Yeah.
And, not like
and then maybe you can take up the book
say.
About the essence of Arari Bhagavan.
Yeah, so we can also read
yes, we can talk
about
the nine counts.
So
we're going to go into the details. Siddharth and Gayatri and Bharat and they are going to go into the details of the nine columns.
And to follow up on how to meet our Gyani and take this Gyan,
how to
that's there,
there
available
so
for
on.
You. Go to the website, you can see the full schedule when he's there. The website is in that thing. And we
can
talk more about that. After
he
this,
come to Juru, no?
He will come in 2 years, three
hopefully.
Years max.
We are hoping
in 3 years.
Max, he'll come in 2 years.
Oh.
He's very busy. Where he goes now, there are crowds
he
of.
Goes to Europe. Or?
Yes, London.
Yes, he
everywhere.
Goes to Europe and London.
London. 30th, 31st of March.
My city. He will come.
Excuse me.
Where?
30th.
Croatia.
Wow! Wow! Intention.
March 24th.
Send the message.
And he'll be in London for a week.
Oh, really?
But the English one is going to be on the 30th and 31st in London.
And
no.
Veronica, you can ask me.
These questions we can ask
later.
I've
heard it many times.
Okay.
Mm. So we take it after.
No problem.
So if you want to more questions, also the rooftop cafe at 4 o'clock on Sunday will be available for any
Sunday.
More questions. Sunday at 4 o'clock. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you so
much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.